So tonight we thank you very much. Muchas gracias. So tonight we are reading from Srimad Bhagavad Gita, chapter number 7, text number 15. Text number 13. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Tribhi Gunamaya Bhagavat. Bhavata, what is it? Bhavai, Ebi, Sarvam, Idam, Jagat, Mohitam, Na, Abhijanati, Ebhya, Param, Avyayam, Tribhir Gunamayair Bhavair Ebi Sarvam Midam Jagat Mohitam Nabhijanati Mabhebhya Paramavyayam. Ebi Tribhi
Three
Gunamayai, consisting of the gunas. Bhavai, by the states of being. Ebhi, all these. Sarvam, whole. Idam, this. Jagat, universe. Mohitam, deluded. Na abhijanati, does not know. Mam, me. Ebhya, above these. Param, the supreme. Avyayam, inexhaustible. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Deluded by the three modes of nature, goodness, passion, and ignorance, the whole world does not know me, who am above the modes and inexhaustible. Purport. The whole world is enchanted by three modes of material nature. Those who are bewildered by these three modes cannot understand that transcendental to this material nature is the Supreme Lord Krishna. From every living entity under the influence of material nature, every living entity under the influence of material nature has a particular type of body and a particular type of psychological and biological activities accordingly. There are four classes of men functioning in the three modes of material nature. And those who are purely in the mode of goodness are called brahmanas. Those who are purely in the mode of passion are called kshatriyas. Those who are in the modes of both passion and ignorance are called vaishyas. Those who are completely in ignorance are called shudras. Those who are less than that are animals or animal life. However, these designations are not permanent. I may be either a Brahmin, Kshatriya, Vaishya, or whatever. In any case, this life is temporary. But although life is temporary, and we do not know what we are going to be in the next life, with the spell of this illusory energy, we consider ourselves in terms of this bodily conception of life, and we thus think that we are American, Indian, Russian, Mexican, or Brahmin, Hindu, Muslim, etc. And if we become entangled with the modes of material nature, then we forget the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is behind all these modes. So, Lord Krishna says that living entities deluded by these three modes of nature do not understand that behind the material background is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. There are many different kinds of living entities, human beings, demigods, animals, etc., and each and every one of them is under the influence of material nature. In all of them have forgotten the transcendent personality of Godhead. And those who are in the modes of passion and ignorance, and even those who are in the mode of goodness, cannot go beyond the impersonal Brahman conception of the Absolute Truth. They are bewildered before the Supreme Lord in His personal feature, which possesses all beauty, opulence, knowledge, strength, fame, and renunciation. When even those who are in goodness cannot understand, what hope is there for those in passion and ignorance? Krishna consciousness is transcendental to all these three modes of material nature, and those who are truly established in Krishna consciousness are actually liberated.
Om Jnana Timarandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupakadamayam Dati Svapadantikam.
So, Krishna is explaining why the world, the people of the world, the whole world, do not know him. So the point is that we're supposed to know Krishna. The natural position is we're supposed to know God. To know, the natural position is that we are supposed to know God. To not know God is a very unnatural, unhealthy state.
No conocer a Dios es una condición muy natural y no sana.
Many people claim to know God, but actually, how many really know God? Someone may say, I know God, but you ask him, all right, then what is his name? What are his activities? Where does he live? How do you get to his place of residence? They won't have a clue. The Bible says that God is great. But how great God is, that information is not given. If you actually want to know God in full detail, then you have to go to the Vedic wisdom. The great Vedic sages, they have the most information about God. In the Bible and the Quran, they may have a few names for God, Jehovah, Allah. But in the Vedas, there is what is known as Vishnu Sahasranam. Thousand names of Vishnu. But that thousand names, that's only a little tiny sample. God has hundreds and millions of names. So if you actually want to know something about God,
si, si saber algo de Dios,
If you want any kind of detailed information that will help you to really know God intimately well, then you must go to the Vedic wisdom. Otherwise, you will have a very, very insufficient knowledge about the Buddha. What is the proof? What is the proof of what I'm saying? You can judge by the result. How much they are actually becoming pure lovers of God. They say, I love God, but then what? They are very cruel to God's creatures, the animals. The animals are God's children, after all. Just like in Mexico, how cruel they are to the bull. They have the bullfights. Horrible cruelty. How they can claim to love God? The bull is a very dear animal. He is very, very dear to the Lord. And they have the audacity to kill him in such a shameful way. You see? It's like you may have some next door neighbor. Mr. Sanchez. Say, Mr. Sanchez, I love you very much. You're my very dear friend. And one day Mr. Sanchez, he comes home from work. And he notices that his children are missing. And he comes knocking on your door. And he says, do you know where my children are? They're missing. And if you say, Mr. Sanchez, I ate your children. What would Mr. Sanchez think? You ate my children? You can come. So, what kind of love is that? If you love someone, you will eat their children? Can that be called love? Mr. Sanchez, I love you very much and your children were delicious.
Easy.
What Mr. Sanchez will think? You say you love me and you ate my children? So how they can claim to love God? They're killing God's children. Is that love? I kill your children and eat them? That will never be accepted as love. So, in the Christian countries, they are very fond of killing the cow and the bull and eating the flesh. And they say that they love God very much. What is that love of God? You can sit up here, that way the fan will come. I'll get the air here. And so, we have to understand how much people are deluded by the modes of material nature. They are so misguided that they actually think that they're religious. They sincerely think, I'm a good Christian. I'm a very good Christian. I go every once a week, I go up for the Mass, and I go to confession on Saturday and to the priest, and I'm a very good Christian.
Soy muy buen cristiano. Voy a la iglesia una vez a la semana y
This means the Christian leaders are cheating the people. They are not teaching them what is actual religious principles. They are engaging in all kinds of sinful activities and saying it is all right because you accepted Jesus. The Bible says thou shalt not kill. But yet they are killing.
Pero, sin embargo, ellos están matando y matando y matando.
How can they be accepted as Christians?
¿Cómo se les puede aceptar como cristianos?
Actually, if Lord, when Jesus comes again, when the Messiah, when Lord Jesus comes again, you know what he will do?
De hecho, cuando el Mesías, el Señor Jesús, venga otra vez, ¿sabes lo que hará?
He will join the Hare Krishna movement.
Se va a unir a
you will be a Hare Krishna devotee. You put on tilak, you go Hare Krishna, Lord Chaitanya is moving. Lord Jesus, when he comes again, he will come back as a Hare Krishna devotee.
Va a ser un devoto de Hare Krishna. Se va a poner tilak, va a cantar Hare Krishna. Y va a ser un seguidor del Krishna.
Because this is the true religious movement on this planet.
Porque este es el verdadero movimiento religioso en este planeta.
Prabhupada is the greatest preacher of love of God in the world.
Prabhupada es el mayor predicador de amor hacia Dios en el mundo.
So, Lord Jesus will come and join Prabhupada's movement.
Así que el Señor Jesucristo va a venir a unirse al movimiento de Prabhupada.
But by the influence of the modes of nature, they cannot understand what is the beauty of this Krishna consciousness movement.
Pero bajo la influencia de las modalidades de la naturaleza no pueden entender la belleza de este movimiento.
They're completely caught up in material desires. What is the use of fulfilling material desires? It's simply blood and flesh, that's all. It is simply a lump. Mucus. Bile. Stool,
excremento,
urine,
orina,
pus,
pus,
vomit,
vomito.
That's all it is.
Es lo único que es.
You think this body is a very nice thing?
¿Piensan que este cuerpo es algo muy agradable?
You take all the ingredients of this body and you put it in a plastic bag and put it on somebody's doorstep, they will not want to touch it.
¿Ponen los ingredientes que componen este cuerpo en una bolsa y se lo ponen en la puerta de frente de alguien?
You take a bag and you put stool, urine,
y en una bolsa si ponen
pus,
excremento, orina, pus,
blood,
sangre,
vomit,
vomito,
hairs,
pelo,
teeth,
dientes,
bones,
huesos,
is it? No one was like, oh, horrible. But Srimati Maya Devi.
Pero Maya Devi,
she is very expert marketeer.
Es una muy
she has taken these gross, disgusting, nasty elements.
Ha tomado estos asquerosos, repugnantes,
and she has wrapped it up in some flesh. And made it very, very attractive. That here is a female. Here is a male. This is the deluding potency of Maya. We are carried away by this male-female attraction. Because of this male-female attraction, we are taking birth after birth after birth after birth. Do you know that bird called the ostrich? He's a very funny-looking bird. He He has those long scaly legs. The knobby knees. You see? It's a very funny looking bird. But when the male ostrich, when he sees a female ostrich, you see, how much he falls in love with that female ostrich. And the female, when she sees the male ostrich, how much she falls in love with the knobby knees and the scaly legs. And we may laugh. If we see a male at the zoo, if we see a male and female ostrich attracted to each other, we may laugh at how silly they are to be attracted to each other. So we are doing the same. We were doing the same stupid things ourselves. We were also becoming attracted, male, female. If the demigods look down on us, you see, the demigods, they have bodies which are a thousand times more beautiful than these earthly bodies. And if they look down on the earth beings falling in love with each other, they laugh at how silly thing it is, such ugly, ugly, ugly bodies. How anyone could ever be attracted to such a disgusting lump of flesh. And the inhabitants of like... Yeah, I'm getting a little too far up. And the inhabitants of Vaikuntha, they look at the demigods and how ugly they are. So this verse is saying we are deluded by the three modes. And the principal result of that delusion is this male-female attraction. So we have to give up this male-female attraction. We have to give up this male-female attraction. But how to do that? Our nature is to be attracted, isn't it? We have that nature, we become attracted. That's our nature. So what to do? It's a very simple formula. All you have to do is become attracted to Krishna. Why is he called Krishna? Because he is all attractive. If you take every single object of attraction in this world, it's simply a small little fraction of Krishna's all attractiveness. Whether it's a beautiful woman, a handsome man, a beautiful mountain with snow-capped top, or a wonderful pristine waterfall of crystal clear waters coming out of the mountain, or a big stack of money, or a brand new Rolls Royce car. Every single object of attraction in this world is attractive because it is a tiny little piece of Krishna, that's all. Nothing can be attractive unless it is connected with Krishna. Because actually nothing is truly attractive except for Krishna. The only reason that anything else can be attractive is because it is part of Krishna. So an intelligent person will think, why should I be attracted to the little tiny part? Why not be attracted to the complete whole? Instead of becoming attracted to
diez centavos,
why not become attracted to 10 billion pesos? Why do you want to become attracted, just like in your car there was 10 centavos in the by the shift knob, there was a 10 centavo piece. Someone had become attracted. Oh, 10 centavos. But if you can have, you know, 10 billion pesos, who wants 10 centavos? So Krishna, he is the 10 billion pesos. And this male female attraction, it is simply the 10 centavos itself. A foolish child, he may be attracted to that 10 centavo coin. But an adult, he wouldn't even bother to pick it up if he saw it on the street. Because he has so many thousands of pesos, who cares? I don't even want to bother to bend over to pick up 10 centavos. Not worth it. So in this way, a person who is Krishna conscious, he is possessing the greatest wealth. He is not attracted to anything of this material world. You can offer him the most beautiful woman, and he will not be attracted. You can offer him billions of dollars, he will not be attracted. You can make him give him the most powerful position, President of the United States. He will not be attracted. So we can understand the great wonderful position of becoming Krishna conscious. When you become Krishna conscious, all of your desires are satisfied. Why? Because you will desire only to satisfy Krishna. You will no longer have any separate desire except to satisfy Krishna. And when you desire only to satisfy Krishna, and easily you can have every single one of your desires fulfilled. In the spiritual world, there are trees known as Kalpa Vriksha. Desire-fulfilling trees. Those trees give the devotees whatever they want. You can get a mango. You can get a banana. You can get papaya. Whatever you want. Papaya?
No, not papaya.
Anything you want, they will give. With no limit. With no limit. So, this is what it means to become Krishna conscious. All of your desires will be fulfilled. In this material world, everyone is frustrated that they cannot get their desires fulfilled. That is the nature of this world. You can never get all of your desires fulfilled in this world. I don't care how rich you are.
No importa qué tan rico sea.
I don't care how famous you are.
Ni qué tan famoso sea.
I don't care how powerful you are.
No importa qué tan poderoso sea.
You can never get all of your desires fulfilled in this material world.
Jamás podemos cumplir todos nuestros deseos en este mundo material.
Even if you are Lord Brahma himself, you cannot get all of your desires fulfilled. But if you become the humble devotee of the Lord, if you become Krishna's pure devotee, then I can assure you, I can absolutely guarantee you, you will become totally, completely peaceful and happy. Actually, Srila Prabhupada explained, deathlessness begins at initiation.
La inmortalidad empieza al momento de la iniciación.
If you become initiated by the bona fide spiritual master,
si un maestro espiritual fidedigno nos da iniciación,
and you take your initiation vow with utter seriousness,
y tomamos nuestros votos de iniciación con completa seriedad,
you're completely humble before your spiritual master.
Somos totalmente humildes ante el maestro espiritual.
You follow carefully with love every single instruction that he gives you.
Con cuidado y con amor seguimos todas y cada una de las indicaciones que da.
In that state of mind, you are not living in this material world.
En ese estado de mental,
you are living in the spirit.
En este mundo material.
You are living in the spiritual world, Vaikuntha.
Estamos viviendo en Vaikuntha, el mundo espiritual.
You are living in that realm which is eternal.
Estamos viviendo en el reino eterno,
full of knowledge,
lleno de conocimiento,
and full of bliss.
Y lleno de felicidad.
So I ask you, ladies and gentlemen, today,
así que, damas y caballeros, les pido hoy,
what do you prefer?
¿Qué prefieren?
Do you prefer temporality, illusion, and misery?
¿Prefieren la temporalidad, ilusión y miseria?
Or would you rather have eternity, knowledge, and bliss?
¿O les gustaría más la eternidad, conocimiento y felicidad?
It's your choice. It is stated that man is the architect of his own destiny. In this context, man means men and women both, human beings. You are the architect of your own destiny. You have the choice to shape your own future. You can now take control of your destiny. What do you want? Do you want temporality, illusion, and misery? Or do you want eternity, knowledge, and bliss? The choice is up to you. No one can force you. The choice is completely up to each and every one of you in this room here tonight. Do you want to remain in the cycle of birth and death? Or do you want to go back to home, back to Godhead? You decide. The attitude that you have in your mind right now will affect what you say and what you do. So it all begins with cultivating the proper attitude. If you can understand what I'm saying, if it makes sense to you, then you have the choice of putting your mind in a state of humble submission to the Lord. You can maintain a rebellious attitude against the Lord, or you can develop a submissive attitude towards the Lord right now as you're hearing these words. It's your choice. You can be submissive or you can be rebellious. It's totally up to you. If you become submissive to the Lord, the Lord from within will give you external helpers to make your submission to Him perfect. He will give you guru. He will give you sadhus, the devotees of the Lord. And He will give you the scriptures, Srila Prabhupada's books. But if you maintain an attitude, a rebellious attitude against the Lord, you will not recognize Guru. You will not recognize the saintly devotees of the Lord. Nor will you recognize the absolute importance of Srila Prabhupada's books. So it's simply up to you, my dear amigos and amigas. You simply have to decide, do you want to be in a mood of submission to the Lord, or do you want to maintain a rebellious attitude against the Lord? We cannot force you. It's totally up to you. You may say, well, I'd like to do both, actually. I like the idea of surrendering, but I'd like to keep my independence also, if you don't mind. Sorry. Doesn't work that way. If you want to maintain any independence, then you remain still a rebel.
Mm-hmm.
One has to agree to completely surrender to Krishna. If you want to get the full blessings of immortality, if you want to escape the cycle of birth and death, then you must become 100% submissive to Lord Sri Krishna. The Supreme Personality of Godhead. In this way, you will become free from the deluding potency of Maya. And you will fully realize who you are. Do you want to remain an illusion? Or do you want to become enlightened? It's your choice. You decide. So we can ask now if there's any questions. Everything has made sense? Everyone has understood everything perfectly. You've understood everything perfectly.
¿Entendieron todo perfectamente?
Sí.
So, if there's no questions, we have one policy.
Si no hay preguntas, tenemos una política.
Oh, I will ask you questions. So I can tell you this, that it's much easier to be the one who asks the question than it is to be the one who has to answer the question. I will give you one more chance to get off the hook. But since you're prepared, now you're prepared to be, I'm going to pick one of you and ask you some questions. I'm thinking of a question and I'm going to pick a question. So that's a statement.
Why maybe? Not that you brought up. Is it que en el mundo la gente religiosa es muchas veces la que causa los problemas. Is that the result? Is that the result? ¿Es ese el resultado? ¿De ser consciente de Dios o religioso?
Why they do that?
Is that the reason? Any reason for that?
Fighting?
Yes.
So, and then we see in the name of God, so many people are fighting.
Mucha gente está peleando.
Is that the result of God consciousness that we fight with each other?
Yes. ¿Es ese el resultado de la ser consciente de Dios? Que la gente pelea entre sí.
This is the result of someone who approaches God to fulfill their material desires.
Es el resultado de alguien.
One country is fighting the other country, and both countries are thinking God is on our side. See, but actually, we are all fighting against God. We are taking God as our servant. My dear Lord, give me this, give me that, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me. The problem is we're all selfish.
El problema es que somos egoístas.
Everybody wants God to give them, just like when the 911 attack, terrorist attack came in the USA.
Todos quieren que Dios les dé algo. Así como el 11 de septiembre hubo el ataque terrorista en Estados Unidos.
There was a big resurgence of God consciousness in America, Estados Unidos. They had many big billboards and it said, God bless America.
Tenían grandes anuncios que decían, Dios bendiga los Estados Unidos.
But I was thinking, what is the good of this God consciousness, this nationalism? Why they're not saying, may God bless all living beings on this planet?
¿Por qué no dicen que Dios bendiga a todos los seres del planeta?
But no, everywhere it was God bless America. Which means the hell with those damn enemies. See, a Vaishnava, he doesn't see here is American, here is Mexican, here is Russian. He sees everyone as part and parcel of God. Pandita Samadarshinaha. Because they are on bodily platform, therefore their God consciousness is polluted by materialism. Someone who is purely God conscious, they are the well-wishing friend of all living beings. Any other question? Alright, then I will ask a question. Okay, but
is it really possible to is there really no conflict between like the Vedic version of the absolute truth and the Muslim scriptures?
If you read in the Chaitanya Charit, you can give a translation of your question.
Pregunto que si se puede realmente conciliar la versión de los Vedas con las escrituras musulmanas.
So, if you read in Chaitanya Charitamrita,
leemos en el Chaitanya Charitamrita,
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu,
el Señor Chaitanya,
he was having philosophical discussion with a Muslim scholar.
Estaba teniendo una discusión filosófica con un académico musulmán.
In the Quran, there are different levels of knowledge given for persons on different levels of seriousness.
En el Corán se da a las personas diferentes niveles de seriedad, diferentes rangos de acuerdo con su conocimiento.
In the Vedas, also same thing is there.
En los Vedas se encuentra lo mismo.
Just like in Vedas, there is prescription for killing a goat.
Igual que en los Vedas hay, por ejemplo, en los Vedas hay una prescripción para matar a las cabras.
That is for the low class people.
Es para las personas de baja clase.
So there are 18 pranas. There are 6 for those in the mode of goodness, 6 for those in the mode of passion, and 6 for those in the mode of ignorance.
Pranas.
Hay
18 pranas. 6 para los que están en la modalidad de la pasión, en la bondad. 6 para los que están en la modalidad de la pasión y 6 para los que están en la modalidad de la ignorancia.
So the Bible and the Quran, they have injunctions mostly for low class people.
La Biblia y el Corán tienen sobre todo indicaciones para las personas de baja clase.
The Lord Chaitanya pointed out how the actual Quran says that God has a form and he has a blackish form. It's actually stated in the Quran.
Pero el Señor Chaitanya como el Corán dice que Dios tiene una forma y es de color negro.
So by hearing Lord Chaitanya's explanation of the Quran, the Muslim scholar became a devotee. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram.
Así que oyendo la explicación del Señor Chaitanya, el académico musulmán se volvió devoto.
So everyone can join this Hare Krishna movement. Last year, Vishnupriya Mataji and myself, we went to Turkey. And we engaged an entire hall full of Muslims in chanting Hare Krishna. But we have a DVD of that. Maybe if someone wants to see, or they want to give me a blank DVD, I can make a copy of it. You can see it here.
Keep
it. But we have a whole full of Muslim people who are chanting Hare Krishna. So, any other questions? All right, I'll ask you a question. I'm asking you. Do you think it is necessary that one should surrender to Krishna?
Do I think it is necessary to what?
Surrender to Krishna.
Yes, the point that but the problem is that not everyone in this world sees necessary that you surrender, that it sees necessary surrender to Krishna. That's the problem, not everyone sees necessary to surrender to Krishna.
Yes, but you feel that it's necessary.
Ah, yes, I feel that it's
necessary. Yes. Why do you feel it's necessary to surrender to Krishna?
Because just like you say, no matter how much pleasure we're trying to have, no matter how much good we find in this world, it's nothing compared to the attraction of Krishna.
It's very good. Okay. So we'll stop here. Thank you very much. Raja Vidya Srimad Bhagavad Gita Ki Jai. Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai.